for VWA, mobile.
For VWA, KZ4 TMA. How you doing, Steve? This is Simon.
Simon, how, what in the world are you doing out this morning, buddy?
I'm reckless and crazy, trying to do donuts in parking lots, that kind of thing. How about you?
Oh, same here, same here. No, my wife works at an orthopedic clinic, and they're opening up at 9 o'clock, and she just didn't feel comfortable driving in today, so I'm taking her into work. And I tell you what, from what I'm seeing, we live up north of Inman, just south of Highway 11, and these roads up here, man, I tell you what, there's quarter-mile stretches that are just solid sheet of ice.
No, same story here. I'm actually running an errand, or I will be running a few errands today on my wife's behalf for the same reason. So understood, but at least it gives us some quality time in the car with our better halves. And yeah, I'm in Greenville, as you know, and I live on the south side of Greenville, and now I'm driving up toward the east side over by Pleasantburg and that sort of thing. And, you know, the main roads are pretty clear because they got enough traffic that the cars turn the snow into slush, but the side roads, the neighborhood roads, you know, enough snow melted yesterday that now it's just ice, so I'm creeping along a little neighborhood road right now.
I'm on Gowan Road, just out of Inman, and I just crossed over about 300 yards of slick ice. I mean, it was, bare, slick, skating rink ice, man. So we're just kind of poking along, but I've got kind of an unfair advantage. I'm in a 2018 Ram 2500 diesel, so I got weight, four-wheel drive, and it's a big old monster truck.
W4CTW. I'm over here on Brushy Creek right now. I wanted to tell you guys you might avoid it. It's about a solid sheet of ice, and there's a car stuck on the bridge over the Ennery River that's clogging things up pretty bad.
Okay. Well, this is the type of morning when I don't look at people and go, "Oh, you dummy." But let me tell you what, there's spots out here, they'll catch you by surprise.
Problem driving if it wasn't for the other people on the road right now, it seems like. I'm stuck behind an ambulance pulled over right now.
Okay, and you're where now? Brushy Creek at Ennery River?
Yep, just crossed Ennery River on Brushy Creek. I'm probably half a mile from Super Road intersection right here at the Sphinx.
I know exactly where you are. Yep. All right, I'll know better than to get into that area. And there's a lot of trees along each side of the road to keep everything shaded, right?
It's part of the problem. And back there where the river is, it's in a real deep dip, so I'm sure it didn't get much sun anyway, aside from the trees.
Well, hey, Simon, are you seeing about the same thing on the south end?
Again, these neighborhood roads got plenty of shade. I'm not seeing really bad black ice. It's still got a white glaze to it. You can see it, so it's not going to catch you by surprise as long as you're driving with your eyes open. But yeah, I mean, I'm crawling along right now at 15 miles an hour down, what am I on? I'm on Edwards Road, so I just got off Pleasantburg. You know, Edwards is a little bit north of East North Street. So yeah, I'm seeing something pretty similar.
Well, now, I just got on the Highway 176, Asheville Highway, from Gowan Road in Inman, and it looks like it's in fairly good shape, but it gets lots of sunshine. Yeah, it's clear. Wow.
Station, so I'm saying 73s. Steve, it was good to hear your voice. Drive safe. Other question, I didn't catch your name, but thanks for chiming in and giving us a little bit of an update. Again, this is KZ4TMA, Simon in Greenville. I'll be clear, and I'll hop back on in about an hour when we're done with this errand. 73, everybody.
Out there, buddy. Slow is better. Slow is safer. Have a good day. And I didn't catch your name on the other end there. Who have we got? This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, you got Tyler over here. Whiskey 4 Charlie Tango Whiskey.
There we go. So, just as soon as I get through taking my wife into work, I got to come back, and my next-door neighbor, both of our driveways are over a third of a mile long. I got about 6 acres, and he's got a little bit more, and got a pickup truck stuck over there. I got to come back and kick my four-wheel drive in and get him out, get him unstuck so that, what is Rebecca, sister, cousin, what? So that his cousin, Rebecca, can go into work at BMW. She's got to go in at about 11:30, so got to go over and get her truck out. She didn't even make it off their property.
Really of you, we had about three trucks I saw get stuck between yesterday and the day before in our neighborhood. I think they've gotten most of them cleared out by now. Like the other guy was saying, a lot of the back roads and neighborhood roads are just absolute still sheets of ice, and ours was no exception to that. So I think people got a little overzealous trying to get out. We had some people trying to get out the first day right there, probably about 2 o'clock while it was still snowing and sleeting.
It's always that adventuresome view. I got out yesterday a little bit. You know, like I said, slow is safe as long as you take it easy and watch the ice and the snow and plot your course a quarter mile ahead, then you're fine.
Ones in my neighborhood, I don't think I saw any vehicle damage, so the only thing it hurt was their pride. Maybe they'll be a little more careful that next time.
Well, in the meantime, I'm headed on into Sparkburg, and the road looks fine. After you get out onto the main road, it looks fine. So, I'll let you go, Tyler. Good to talk to you, and hopefully I'll hit you again soon. Maybe today, who knows? KN4BWA 73s, I'm clear.
To you, KN4BWA, this is W4CTW. Hopefully I'll talk to you a little bit later. 73.